we return to a new series that we are starting that focuses on what is happening around the country on campaigns and campaigners for Black lives. And I'd like to welcome first Dr. Melina Abdullah. She'll be partnering with us in this project, and she is with Black Lives Matter Los Angeles and head of the Pan-African Studies Department at Cal State LA. Melina Abdullah, welcome.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there you go. Sure, and thank you for working with us on this series. I'd also like to welcome Charles Lyles. He is the father of Charlena Lyles. Charles Lyles, sympathy to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, on Sunday, June 18th, which happened to be Father's Day, Charlena Lyles, pregnant mother in Seattle, was shot and killed by the police in front of her children. The Lyles had called the police to report an attempted burglary in her home that morning. Police claim that at some point when they were on the scene that she displayed a knife. Two officers then shot and killed her. So, Charles, let's just start with you here and anything else about this story that you would like our listeners to know, your reaction to what happened.
Well, for one thing, it happened on Father's Day. And my daughter was always trying to reach out to the police department because she was going through what they call it, battered woman syndrome.
Yeah.
And then, the boyfriend would always come over. She's trying to get a restraining order against the guy, the fathers of her kids.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so on this particular day, somebody broke in her house, and she called the police, and they came over and ended up killing her. And that's the part I don't understand. And I don't think she had a knife. That's just the story that they're saying to protect theirself.
Mm-hmm.
But if she did have a knife, she's only 90 pounds. She's a small woman, and she's about 90 pounds. So they could have kicked a knife out of her hand, mace. But I don't think she had a knife at all.
Yeah.
I think they just said that because they killed her, shot her 7 times. At close range in her house in front of her kids. And I just feel bad for my grandkids because they're going to have to go through that especially my oldest grandson. He's going to have to go through that for the rest of his life, seeing his mother laying there dead. And then the police made him step over her body to get out the house. And it's just devastating on our whole family right now, especially me as a father.
Oh,
and
my
she
God.
Was my only daughter. And I'd like the world to know that she's a fun-loving woman, caring mother, and her kids was her life.
Mm.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Now you got 4 kids, and she was 3 months pregnant. Now you got 4 kids with no mother at all.
Wow.
And it's just devastating to me. I mean, you know, it's devastating to me, and also I'm so hurt because me and her had a beautiful relationship, and now I won't be able to conversate with her no more in life.
Yeah. I just can't imagine what you and other family members must be going through. And you're right. I mean, she's a little woman. These are 2 strapping police officers, apparently neither one of them carrying a taser. And I can't imagine for the children what they will be going through. And one could only hope that this case, unlike so many other cases across the country, that there will be some justice. It won't bring Charlena back. But, you know, so many of us identify with Charlena. And Melina Abdullah, I'm a mom. You're a mom. Just put Charlena's murder by police in the context of what is happening in Los Angeles and across the country.
Yeah, I think, Mr. Lyles, I just want to, you know, offer my deepest sympathy and let you know that our hearts and our work are with you. I know that Mr. Lyles also raised Charlena. So,
right.
Right. So for it to happen on Father's Day and oftentimes the kind of relationship that I know that you have with your daughter is one that we attribute to mothers, right? Having that, having raised them, having been the primary caretaker. And so as one who parents my children, I can't imagine what you're feeling, but I want you to know that we're praying and working for you as hard as we can. In terms of the national context, I think that one of the things that the killing of Charlena Lyles does for me, and I think for a lot of folks, is it shines a light on the fact that when police kill our folks, it's a horror. But I think when they kill a parent, it reminds us how it resonates far beyond that single loss of life, right? It resonates, it impacts her parents, and it also impacts her children. And so we have to do better. We have to be more creative in our solutions. The fact that she called the police for help also reminds us that, you know, maybe we need to, not maybe, we need alternatives to 911. We need community patrols that can respond, because the police do not respond in ways that honor and protect life. And, you know, in the case of Charlena Lyles, they didn't protect her life, nor did they even think about or protect the lives of the three children that were in the home. And she's the mother of four children, pregnant with her fifth, and they didn't consider that at all. So we need to, the language that we use is language of police abolition within Black Lives Matter. We don't believe that police can be reformed out of something that they were intended to be. We believe that police are creating the outcomes that were intended for them. So what alternatives are there? How can we invest in holistic approaches to public safety that invest in things like mental health resources and, you know, children's programs and community patrols and all of the things that we know actually make communities safe?
Yeah, and Malina Abdullah, we know that when a police officer, let's say, is killed, or even the killer of Trayvon Martin, Zimmerman, when he was on trial, you know, white folks raise all kinds of money. You know what I'm saying? Accounts were set up and they got that kind of support. And one has to wonder that with four children Charlena has left behind, heartbroken family, they need therapy. They need practical support. You know, what are some of the things that our listeners, and Charles, you may want to comment on this. And Malina, I don't know if you know if there are any efforts on behalf of any of the Black Lives Matter groups in terms of there's a systemic change that you spoke about, Malina, about the community patrols, et cetera. And then there is the immediate help that this particular family needs. Just some final thoughts from both of you on that.
You know, I'd like to say my grandson was 11 years old, right? So anytime something goes down, you're supposed to call the police. He's seen the police kill his mother.
Yeah.
So he's going to need a lot of help. He's not going to trust the police no more. I mean, how can you trust the police when they come in your house and kill your parent? So my grandson's going to need a lot of therapy. His sister and the other two little kids are going to need a lot of therapy to overcome what he witnessed.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm just going to try to raise, my goal is to try to come get all four grandkids and raise them myself, me and my wife. He's going to need a lot of therapy, and they are going to need a lot of therapy because they lost their mom.
Right. And a lot of practical support, because in losing their mom, they're also losing, you know, a certain amount of income support, you know, raising children
costs, raising children costs money.
You'll need a lot of that kind of support. But Malina, just some final thoughts from you. And this is a series, so we're going to be continuing this discussion, Malina. But final thoughts from you, and also how people can be in touch with Black Lives Matter.
Sure. Really quickly, there is a GoFundMe for Charlena Lyles. So you can just go on GoFundMe.com and search for Charlena Lyles, Charlena Lyles, Lyles. Mm-hmm. We're encouraging people to support that effort because we know that the family needs support. In terms of policy work, one of the things people should be aware of is that there is a Victims of Crime Fund. Unfortunately, when people are killed by police, they are not considered victims of crime. So those resources that would provide therapeutic support, that would provide support for the funeral and so on, are not available to these folks.
Oh my goodness.
Even though they need it. And so we need to push. So we want everybody to get involved in Black Lives Matter. National audiences can go to blacklivesmatter.com. If you are in Los Angeles, you can follow us on Twitter at BLMLA. And we're going to be continuing to do work with the Lyles family, who's based here in Southern California. Charlena Lyles was raised here, so she is a hometown person that we have to be working for justice for.
Right. Well, Dr. Melina Abdullah, thank you for your work. You're one of a fierce campaigner for Black lives. And Charles, thank you so much. My my sister's husband actually was a single dad raising four daughters for many years. So I know all of what you have been through and can't imagine what you're going through now. But thank you so much for joining us. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melina, for making this possible.